bottom line is John is undefeated.
Yeah, 100%.
And then Khabib's undefeated. And who else? What other champion is undefeated? I don't think there's another one. Cejudo's been beat. Who else? You know, it's Khabib. Khabib's the only one as a champion.
The only one.
Yeah, you know, Usman lost his one of his early fights.
Wait, Bender style? Is he undefeated? No.
Well, he's not. He's undefeated in MMA. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but now you keep watching.
Yeah. Whatever. No, he lost to Alex Pereira, that fucking demon.
He's listed as undefeated for MMA.
Stylebender.
Stylebender.
So it's Stylebender, John Jones, and Khabib. Yeah, so he's undefeated in MMA. I think he's only got...
No.
Beautiful morning. 26 degrees, but it's sunny as F. And I really dislike this guy I'm looking at. But nonetheless, I'm driving off on my way to another adventure, aka work. I spent the last 2 days, I don't know, I know I've been saying this for months, but I think, I don't know, I don't think I'm well suited for this culture, because I think, I don't know, like, I don't see it changing anytime soon. Like, my company might grow substantially bigger within the next few, you know, months or years. And and when I say bigger, I mean richer, you know. You know, more business as an organization, more expansion, more opportunities to grow. And I think my kind of personality and work ethic fit the culture they want to go to. But the truth is, we're not there now, and there isn't enough people with my kind of mindset, you know, that I work with. And it really makes it difficult when a lot of the burden is put on you. And as I approach here at the traffic stop here, the with the crossing guard, and it's not the troll, so there's typically a troll bridge. So that's a troll bridge. There's typically a troll crossing guard, and she's really racist and not always having a fun time. So I think she called out sick because it's a little bit cold today. But, you know, who knows. And hopefully I'm not about to get, I thought maybe I was about to get pulled over, because I was borderline speeding there, and there's a cop sitting down on the bottom of the hill trying to entrap someone. But luckily I slowed down, and I respected his authority, and he has not pulled me over. So, I hate how cops do that. They just sit at the bottom of hills. And that was my very first ticket, actually. I was giving my brother a ride to the courthouse. And I was running late for work, so I was speeding, you know, and little did I know, there's a cute little motorcycle girl cop that was chilling at the bottom of the hill. And, you know what? That cop might have, I just remember that crazy accident yesterday. That might have been what the cop was doing, was investigating. Who the heck knows what happened in that accident? I just remembered, and I missed an opportunity to capture that in the title of yesterday's podcast. I was just out of it yesterday. I was so tired, and I had such a shitty day at work. So first of all, yesterday was one of those days where I had showered the previous night before, and I woke up super late, and I decided just to take a shower and go to work, or just wash my hair and face, and not shower like every morning. I really like to shower. I get a lot of my thinking done while I'm showering, and sometimes I take 2 or even 3 showers a day. But I really feel uncomfortable, during the day. I have, OCD type issues. I don't feel comfortable if I don't feel fresh. And to me, it's very specific what fresh means. For example, if you take a shower and then you take a shit right afterwards, you're no longer fresh in my eyes. You know, you're scum at that point. I just don't like that level of it's very inexpensive, or I don't know. I forgot where I was going with that. I was paying attention to the road. But yeah, I was very exhausted yesterday, and I guess I am a little exhausted today too. But we're gonna try to make do here, and try and make it through the day. I really do feel like getting some coffee, though. My mother got a new espresso machine, those really expensive ones that have, little capsules and it's actually, grounded coffee beans that you have to brew, and then it makes a little special milk, creams it up on the side, heats it up, so it's a very special machine to drink coffee with. And I really am wanting some coffee now. But I cannot afford. I don't know. I don't want to be at this place no more. I've grown tired of my workplace. Just overwhelmed and feel underappreciated and underpaid. Absolutely, 100%. I think that they get a lot of value for their money, and it's just a shame that they don't consider me a good investment, you know, like, you know, I guess $10,000 is a lot of money, you know, to a lot of people, but, you know, to a lot of people who are well off, it wouldn't really make a significant difference, you know, like, I've seen companies, you know, throw that at their employees to keep them, you know, and there's not that much special to them, you know, besides their typical straight white male, you know, that, you know, climbs through the corporate ranks of America. And, you know, I've never been thrown that kind of money, anywhere near that kind of money to feel want, you know, like, let's see, is this thing even recording? I know it was looking kind of weird. All right, well, today is a new day. Hopefully it goes a lot better. I just can't wrap my head around how they keep throwing stuff at me and don't expect me to get burnt out and don't reward me in, if it's not financial, you know, in a way that would benefit my, give me a good work and life balance. You know, and I just find it very hypocritical. I started the whole thing with work from home, but my boss never lets me work from home. You know, that's so stupid. Like, you know, I got pretty much fucked over for a couple months because it was his, you know, way of rewarding the team. You know, so I very stupidly worked my ass off, working above and beyond to get my reward, you know, but he kind of fucked me over because, you know, I wasn't, even though I was working my ass off each and every week, the reward wasn't being rewarded to me every week. Like, it was reward, like, okay, so we hit our goal for the week, so whoever's turn it was that week, they get that reward. You know, but it's not handed out to you know, it's not one to everybody. So just stupid. I hate it. Like, now all these guys, like, the fringe guys who never, like, spoke up with me or, you know, tried to help me out in my pursuit to work from home. They've been taking a lot of work from home days, you know, and they're not really available to help, or, you know, it's not, I don't know, it's just kind of bullshit. And I never slack off regardless if I'm at work or at home. You know, the thing that fucks me over and fucks me up is the what people in my company call drive-bys, right? When someone just goes to your desk, because we're in a corporate building, right, where if you need someone from marketing, you go to the first floor, you need someone from IT, you go to a different floor, and yada yada. So that's kind of how things kind of run there. You know, they run to your desk, you know, and something that isn't urgent, you know, they just, people just think everything revolves around them, you know, that they're the most important part of the company, you know, and from an IT perspective, you can kind of see who's more important than others. And it's really frustrating when you deal with these kind of people who treat you like shit, you know, rather than treating you like their colleagues. You know, they treat you worse than they would a Starbucks employee, you know. And I know that some of these people, you know, they go out to eat every day to their wonderful expensive restaurant. You know, they're paid well. You know, they're paid a salary I could only imagine ever getting paid, you know. And They did their time in school. You know, I applaud that they were privileged enough in America where they were able to get into school. They were able to either accumulate enough debt that they were able to do so, or their parents had enough what they call that old money, right? That old, you know, generational wealth, you know, that allowed them to go to college or not worry about living expenses, or, you know, that gave them that little extra kick, you know, that a lot of other minorities aren't afforded. And, you know, I'm happy that they're able to dedicate so much of their life to just learning, you know, and doesn't make them that they're smart, you know, let drop them off in an apartment full of crackheads in the middle of the night. I don't know how, you know, smart they would be with no cell phone to get out of there. Probably a lot of them would, but you get the point I'm trying to make. It's just bullshit. Like, all these, like, some people, you know, it's not a lot of them. Like, this one lady, you know, we decided to upgrade everyone from Office 2013 to Office 365. And we allowed them to install it themselves through this portal. And for one reason or the other, this lady's Office wouldn't activate, you know. But what made it so difficult is that she basically forced me to be my top priority. But she made it so inconvenient for me to actually help or do any work on it, troubleshooting on it, because she wasn't always available. You know, she acted like her time was more valuable than mine, and she's done this on multiple occasions over the past 3 years that I've had the pleasure of working with her, you know. And I kind of pawned it off on my team lead. He was going to take it on, you know, and he had worked with her previously, and he understood she wasn't the funnest person to work with. And she basically lied and said he never asked for help, never approached her for help. And that was a lie, because I saw the email and she just never responded. And she's just a lying, and as my lead said it, was a bitch, you know. And I talked to her at the end of the day. She was really nice, very cohegial. Is that how you say it? I don't know. You know, I just felt like it was fake, you know, and I feel like that rubs off on... There's a lot of people who don't say hi to me, you know, that treat me the wrong way. But then when they need something, it's you know... I need a position where I can be more appreciated. The KSL news truck was behind me. Oh, fuck. My pod be minimized, and I was scared that I was going to have my podcast erased, because you know how buggy and how many times I've lost episodes because of lagginess and whatnot. But I don't know, I've made it to work. I don't want to be here. Just yesterday was so demotivational, you know. It seems like I never have any time to myself. Like, my time is basically, before I would make a lot less money, but I had the opportunity to be, you know, so good. You know, I did so well in my job that I had I didn't have to depend on others. That's the thing, you know. I did my job and it was done. I had a bunch of free time for myself. I was, you know, a couple of times even let to sleep on the job because I was fucking exhausted. And there's nothing to do, you know, that you could be on the computer, you can look at videos. My boss brought in a Nintendo at the time. We could play the Nintendo Wii. It was a fun time, you know, I loved it. You know, I didn't get paid for it. I wanted, but, you know, I had enough free time that I can make the money back in my side hustles. But regardless, I've made it to work. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. I do appreciate those who are listening in, and please hit that like, share, subscribe, follow, whatever platform you're on, and please interact, leave me a comment if you agree, disagree with anything, and I would appreciate it. Thank you.